This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
About a month ago, we were lucky enough to see an absolutely phenomenal show, and we are joined by the stars from Come From Away. We're with Nick Brown, Doug Hansel, and Alana Tranter. Welcome to the studio.
Thank
we're
you.
Sharing mics, but hello.
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 Good morning.
So there's lots to unpack here with Come From Away and the 9/11 Pay It Forward movement. Let's start with a quick overview. What is Come From Away all about for someone that hasn't seen it yet?
Come From Away is the story of the town of Gander, which is on the northeast coast of America.
And Newfoundland.
Newfoundland, yeah. And basically what happened when the towers were hit, the American government shut down the American airspace. So there were all these planes that were coming across the Atlantic and, you know, hovering over US airspace. And those that didn't have enough fuel to return to their points of origin had to just be grounded. And international flights had to find somewhere to land. And this small town of Gander used to be a refueling point for transatlantic crossing.
Yes, before they could go.
It was the biggest airport in the world, apparently. But the town that is built alongside it is only like 8,000 people. So on 9/11, this town of 8,000 people absorbed 7,000 what they call come from aways, which is their term for someone who's not from the town. So the story follows the 5 days subsequent to 9/11, where this community embraced all these people and housed them, fed them, supported them emotionally. And our story, the Kevin story, is one of a series of stories that's sort of woven together into this tapestry of that is come from away.
Brilliant. Well, you all play a few characters each as well, which is just amazing to see live. I mean, they're all very real people. How do you not get lost in each character as you switch in and out of the storylines?
How do we not get lost? I think the rehearsal process was so precise. So when you're really concentrating on, I guess, what you want from the other person and each scene, it's second nature.
Yeah.
By now, but the rehearsal process was difficult when we first started doing it. It certainly was very, very difficult to switch from characters, switch from accents, because we do a Gander accent, we do American accents, I do an Egyptian accent as well, and we just jump back and forth. But you know, that's what actors do. We're used to it.
Yeah, I mean, character research wise, how was that? Did you get to meet the real people, or was it just stories from word of mouth? How was it?
Yeah, we did. Well, I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but I'm sure all of us did our individual research. There was lots of books about it. I mean, there is so much information if you look for it. But yeah, we did meet most of the real people. They came over for opening, and they were here for about a week beforehand. And I think for me, it really tied everything together when I met them, because I was suddenly, all these things I'd been hearing and reading about them made sense, you know, because they were there in front of me, and you were like, yeah, that's exactly who they are, and it all sort of came together.
But at the same time, I think with this, what's interesting about the show is that we're not doing sort of Meryl Streep type sort of impersonations.
Yeah.
The director, Danny, said to us on the very first day, you are not obliged to impersonate these people, you know. So there's no similarity between myself and Kevin Turf, either physically or in manner. You know, it's retelling the story, I guess, in an imagined, reimagined setting.
For somebody who went and saw it, and I read a lot on 9/11, it happened, I had little children and had to explain to them what was happening in our world at that time. I learned so much from the play. The songs were fantastic to learn about what's happening, what's going on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of information in there as well.
Yeah, and it kind of resonates with an Australian audience, I think, because we're a country where sort of we have the same sort of rugged terrain as the Newfoundlanders in a way. And also, I think that sort of sense of small town community is something that, you know, there's lots of those towns peppered across the country. Yeah. And, you know,
we are very welcoming in this country, unless you arrive by boat.
Then we
off the other direction.
Exactly.
Not to get political or anything.
Not to get political.
Have you read this book yet? Have you read Kevin Turf's Channel
of
Peace?
No, I haven't. I was busy. I mean, I was in Africa. I can't be reading.
You had like a 16-hour flight.
That's called Valium and a drink, and I slept for 8.
Doug read on his flight. I'm just saying. Doug, how did you find the book?
Yeah, it was really interesting. I mean, I treated it as research because I play Kevin Turf. It was, yeah, it peppered with just little bits of extra information that you don't come across. But, of course, you know, Kevin has founded the Pay It Forward 9/11 tradition initiative, yeah. And that's pretty much what it's all about, the book. And it's about his experience in Uganda and subsequent to 9/11.
Yeah.
You know, his sort of spiritual awakening, I suppose.
He was so deeply impacted by it, as we got to talk about with him in person.
Because what you say, he gave his staff $100 and asked them to go out and to basically do something good for somebody else.
Yeah. I mean, because I guess they couldn't sort of realistically pay back the people of Uganda for all their hospitality. You know, he thought, you know, he'd take up the tradition of paying it forward. So, yeah, he gave each of his employees $100 to go out on 9/11 to go out and do random good deeds for strangers. And that's what we've been
charged
with doing.
This year we've seen that you guys have come along and got involved in the experience. So I did it yesterday at a cafe. We tried to get involved and I left some money on the till. Then as I walked out, I looked around and I thought, all I've done is paid for a coffee for these yummy mummies. And then I kind of said to my partner, I don't feel like I've done well with this money. And he stopped and said, you remember, you're a single parent. How do you know that mother wasn't up all night with a screaming? And I've had that, you know, 8 hours of just a screaming baby. You know, maybe that coffee was enough to make her day happy. So maybe
absolutely.
It's... Yeah. And then Mikey even turned around and said, well, maybe she might now go off and give more money out because they might have more than I do to give out.
Yeah. What was your experience with it?
I'm going to take this one. me and another one of our cast members went yesterday and we had a similar sort of thought that, you know, because we could do whatever we want with the money and we thought, you know what, we're going to go to Big W and we're going to stand near the registers and we're going to offer to pay for some people's items. So when they
come up, good idea. So yeah. When you see someone coming through.
It's a brave move.
So, yeah, so we thought, you know, that would make our day and then hopefully they can pay it forward, you know, do something nice for someone else. It did not go very well, I have to say. And I think, yeah, so people were just really skeptical of us.
Suspicious.
They were very, yep, very suspicious, very afraid. Most
afraid
of them,
you
most,
say.
Well, just like, what do you want from us, you know? And most of them true. Actually flat out refused to let us do it. Oh. And it was really interesting.
Is that
and
sad to think that? I mean, a lot of us are now, you know, if you're offering me something, my first instinct, well, what do you want from me?
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
I'm all worried
yeah.
about what.
And I think it highlighted why it is so important, you know, because people are so not used to random acts of kindness and someone doing something nice for no other reason than wanting to do something nice that they just couldn't understand it and couldn't really accept it. No. So I think it is so important that we are kind to each other and doing little things like that so that next time someone does it, you will
so
accept
eventually
it.
Did someone accept the payment?
We did. We ended up getting two people and one of them was, you know, very, very appreciative and lovely and it was the experience we were wanting it to be, but not every... Yeah, it took us a lot to get someone to
look,
accept it.
Mikey says, I'm a bit of a miserable bugger and I'd always
I don't
try to have
say
you,
that.
No, but it's true. I mean, you said yourself.
It's true, but I don't say it.
Well, you say it to me, I think. But anyway. And I've tried to kind of think, all right, smile at somebody. You know, just smile. And I remember standing in the queue at Safeway and I smiled at the lady in front of me and all she did was got a handbag and pulled it closer to her and I thought, oh God, do I look like I'm going to steal you? I was just trying to smile rather than
absolutely.
Just sit there on my mobile and ignore her. I thought, smile. You know, she pulled a handbag closer to her and I thought, do I look like a thief? I don't know.
But I think that's the sort of power of this show in a way. I think that like this from the top down, like governments and people, what we see in the news at the moment, everyone's so sort of conditioned nowadays to be afraid and without passing judgment on the community at large, we're sort of becoming a bit more selfish and we're just trying to look after our own base because the world seems threatening at the moment with people in power and policies and stuff. That
well,
just,
life is hard.
Life
if you've
is
got
hard,
three
yeah.
children, a mortgage,
yeah,
and you're
all
struggling
that.
To get through your own life
absolutely.
Without thinking about your neighbours.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what we need to do, stop worrying about ourselves and think about
and
our neighbours.
And I think that's what the show sort of exemplifies, that you can actually have a broader perspective on and look outwards and sort of and be compassionate without it being a threat. And it was really sad what these guys went through yesterday,
so
actually.
So sad.
And what about the rest of you guys? Did you have success giving your money out?
I'd love to know, Nick, how did you go with it and how has it impacted you as an actor?
How has the Pay It Forward movement impacted me?
Did it flow into the show? Did it give you a bit of zing in your stomach?
I donated my money to a company called Black Rainbow, which is for
LGBTQI
people. So I interpreted the movement myself and wanted to give the money to, you know.
Yeah, brilliant.
Which is a good way
fellow,
to do it.
Yep. My fellow brown brothers and sisters. I interpreted it myself a different way.
Yeah, in a great way too. I mean, always good ways giving away money. I mean, giving away time. We're talking about before, even just giving away a bit of your time to somebody, a smile or a high five. I tried high-fiving a stranger the other day. Like, I only got one, but that stranger had a great day. Everyone else was kind of like, I thought I was going to hit them. a high five, anything can really change someone. Did it give you a bit of life into your character, like a bit more? Like, I'm sure you've already got a bunch of life into your characters, but did it give you a bit more connection?
I don't know that the Pay It Forward movement itself. I think that's sort of always been part of the story.
Yeah,
the Pay It Forward movement has always been. I've known about that since I first read the script, and I knew that it was part of Kevin's story and how he how the story kind of not ended but sort of progressed for him. So I think it's just been woven into the fabric of the show. Yeah. So, but doing it, what I found interesting yesterday was how emotional the experience of performing the show was on the anniversary
that
of 9/11.
That was because of 9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and we kind of, there's this point in the show where you don't see any footage whatsoever, but you see us watching the footage for the first time.
Yeah.
And I'd seen something in the news earlier in the day, and it really, all I could see was that one image of this man, and I found it really quite tough last night, actually. I didn't envisage that at all. I'm going off topic a little bit. But,
no, I mean, the story is just a good story, yeah.
I think you have to separate yourself and your own feelings from the emotion of it, because we have to do it twice a day often, and if you connect with the darkness of it, it can be quite overpowering.
And the show isn't about that. That light in darkness that the human spirit can come together and show compassion, and you can come, you know, people from all walks of life can come together, and that's what's going to stop this terrorism, because every time they think they're winning, they're going to keep doing that. And if they keep being tough and move on. Guys, it was the best show we have seen all year, and that's not just trying to blow some smoke up your... we thoroughly enjoyed it. Look, Come From Away is now playing at the Comedy Theatre. There's 40,000 new seats have just been released up until December to the 22nd. Oh, you guys are going to be very, very busy. You can get your tickets from comefromaway.com.au, and we can vouch it was fantastic. Thank you. We've got Doug, Nicholas and Alana, some actors from Come From Away. Thank you so much for coming in this morning and sharing. If you've got any money left that you need to pass it forward, I'm quite happy to accept anything. And I promise I'm off to get a haircut today in desperate need.
Thank you. Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.